The City Quick Connect podcast is brought to you by the Municipal Association of South Carolina.
Hey everyone, this is Russell Cox, editor of the Municipal Association's Uptown publication, and for those who have listened to the previous episode, we still have with us Municipal Association Executive Director Todd Glover. Todd, welcome back yet again to the
Thank
podcast.
Thank you. I didn't even leave my seat.
We are recording this mere moments after the previous episode. We also have with us Chief Operating Officer Jake Broom.
Thank you. It's great to be right where I was a minute ago.
Yes. We are going to be talking about something that is a first for the Municipal Association, and that is the Small City Summit, taking place the same day as the beginning of the annual meeting, Thursday, July 27th in Greenville, not at the same hotel as the annual meeting, but at the Spring Hill Suites in downtown Greenville. Mm-hmm. In terms of what is a small city, I know that in our brochure we mentioned that the seating availability is limited for this, and so the registration preference is given to those cities with populations of 3,000 people or less. This is the first time this has been done, so I think it would be interesting to talk about the genesis, how we got to the point of deciding we really wanted to do this.
Yeah, I have the pleasure of being able to meet with my counterparts throughout the country. So there are actually 49 state municipal leagues. Mm-hmm. Hawaii, for a useless fact, does not have a municipal league. But several of them have small city summits. And mm-hmm. this is something that's been on my mind for some time, in that as we become, as an association, more service-oriented, mm-hmm. if you look, it's typically our smaller cities and towns who are more in need of the services that we might offer. Whereas Jake's talked about our purchasing consortium, anybody can participate in mm-hmm. that. But it may be that our smallest cities and towns get the most benefit from it, in that they may not have a staffer who could do bids and RFPs all the time. And so looking at the success of the other leagues, it really impressed upon me the need for us to try it. I know that over half of our membership of our 271 cities falls into this category. Mm-hmm. That's a big segment of our membership mm-hmm. that we can address. And when I was working in local government, I always used to say that I didn't have bureaucrats, I had kleptocrats. And that is, we looked around, found the best ideas, and stole them. And so we're not reinventing the wheel, but it is new for South Carolina. Mm.
And when we were talking the annual meeting, we talked about the work we do to identify topics that are of value to the cities. And we do, in fact, get into a room and spend a lot of time hashing these things out. And so the topics developed for small cities, small city summit, I always want to say cities plural, not city singular. We learn so much about what's happening in every town in this state from our field service managers, people like Charlie Barano and Ashley Callahan. I feel like we've come up with a list that will be of value mm-hmm. to this size, the population 3,000 or less.
Yeah, we're going to be covering law enforcement, code enforcement, business licensing, outsourcing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that outsourcing is actually available on some of the group purchasing program. But we're covering a number of different issues, legal issues, things that we know that our smaller cities are struggling with. But we're already looking to the future, mm-hmm. already planning for next year. I mean, this was our first time, so we're mm-hmm. just kind of dipping a toe in the water. But have the idea that even next year, instead of having a vendor area like we do for our annual meeting, where private businesses are there to demonstrate their products, that we would have a agency hall instead of a vendor hall, and that we would have federal and state agencies there that are available for the small towns to access, whether it's Department of Commerce, DHEC, federal programs, EPA, things like that. And so already as we're planning for this one and the ideas are flowing, already starting to see how we can make next year's even better. And I'm already talking about next year. We haven't had this year's, but it is something that is, this is not going to be a one and done for us. This is going to be something that will become annual, perhaps even semi-annual, and really put a focus and try and really hone in on the services that our smaller cities and towns need.
Mm-hmm. So there's always at the annual meeting that moment where we hear from the association president. We have, Todd, the remarks from you. Are you going to be opening up the Small City Summit?
Yeah, we'll be addressing it some, but the majority of this one is going to be, whereas we may sprinkle in a keynote speaker at annual meeting, Small City Summit is going to be content. And
all crammed into one day.
Well, and the reason we did that, we know that our smallest cities, and some of them can't afford to attend the meeting, or there's one staff person for the city, or the mayor runs town hall, and if they attend training, they literally have to close down town hall to attend those types of things. And so we're trying to be cognizant of the time and resources and limitations that some of our smallest towns and cities have.
So this is a different way of doing it, and it introduces a new wrinkle into the way we handle conferences in July. So that naturally creates questions from the membership. So Todd and Jake, question for the both of you. What kind of questions have you been hearing from the mayors and the council members about Small City Summit?
I think mainly people want to understand, is this the same as the annual meeting? Do I register for both at the same time? Mm-hmm. How much does it cost? The Small City Summit is a separate event from the association's annual meeting. So you will have to register separately. And the Small City Summit's registration fee is only $40. It includes lunch. And you have to register by July 13th.
And we only have 100 spots available. And I think I heard from Ken that I think we had already had about 70 slots filled. And that was about a week or so ago. So we are getting
closing
a lot
fast,
of interest in that. But that is a good point Jake makes. It is an entirely separate event.
Yes. Yes, that was we did what we could to explain how it works in the brochure that we sent out. And all of that information, as always, on the Municipal Association website, www.masc. In this case, the keyword is Small City Summit. That being said, anything further we would like to talk about?
You know, I think it's I'm interested to see the reception. I think there's a need for it. I think we've put together a good agenda for it. As always, the first time you do something, you're going to learn how to do it better. as I said, we're already talking about things that we could do the next year. And the thing that I always strive to do is to make sure that when our cities and towns attend one of our events, whether it's a one-day training, a multiple-day conference, that they can walk away and say they receive value from it. And so we are working very hard to make sure that there is value in this one-day training. And, you know, we may identify issues from the attendees that indicate, well, we need to do this more often. We need to move this around the state. So this will be interesting. The inaugural attendees are going to have a lot of say in what the future of this is going to be.
Yeah, if you're on the fence, I would definitely register and give it a try. This will be, as Todd said, very efficient. It'll be fast-paced. You'll learn a lot in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. We value your time. We know it's difficult for you to get away from Town Hall. In a lot of these places, when you leave Town Hall, that means the town is closed. So we know that this is a big deal to get you up to Greenville for a day, mm-hmm. and we've done all we can to make it worth it for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Todd, Jake, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The City Quick Connect podcast is one of several ways the Municipal Association keeps you informed of the opportunities and issues impacting South Carolina cities and towns. Learn more at www.masc.sc and stay up to date with the Association's latest happenings on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.